morning when the office had opened, a man quite old in years stood by the express office showing signs of grief and tears. When the clerk approached him, in trembling words did say, I'm waiting for my boy, sir, he's coming home today. Well, you have made a silent mistake, and you must surely know that this is a telegraph office, sir, and not a town depot. If your boy is coming home, the clerk in smiles did say, you'll find him with the passengers at the station just o'er the way. Good morning, folks. You do not understand me, sir. The old man shook his head. He's not a coming as a passenger, but by express instead. Take one in the table. He's coming home to mother, the old man gently said. He's coming home in a casket, sir, he's coming to us dead. Then a whistle pierced their ears, express train, someone cried. The old man rose in a breathless haste and quickly rushed outside. Then a long white casket was lowered to the ground, showing signs of grief and tears to those who had gathered round. Do not use him roughly, boys, it contains our darling Jack. He went away, as you boys are, this way he's coming back. He broke his poor old mother's heart, her sins had all come true. She said this the way that he'd come back when he joined the boys in blue. A lot of them come back that way, too.